You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Aftershocks, including a magnitude 4.8 tremor just a few hours ago, continue to hit areas of central Italy already devastated by a strong earthquake that struck early on Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, the Italian government yesterday announced the first set of relief measures aimed at helping citizens rebuild. Christopher Wells has the latest.
In the wake of the deadly earthquake on Wednesday that killed at least 250 people, aftershocks continue to hamper relief efforts. Large aftershocks in the early hours of Friday morning brought down already cracked buildings, rattled residents, and closed already clogged roads. Firefighters and rescue crews using sniffer dogs worked in teams around the hard-hit areas in central Italy, pulling chunks of cement, rock, and metal from mounds of rubble where homes once stood. Rescuers refused to say when their work would shift from saving lives to recovering bodies, and noted that one person was pulled alive from the rubble 72 hours after the 2009 quake in the nearby town of L'Aquila. As rescue efforts continue, Italian Premier Matteo Renzi pledged new money and measures Thursday to rebuild. The Italian government has authorized a preliminary 50 million euros in emergency funding and ordered the cancellation of taxes for residents of the areas hit by the quake. I'm Christopher Wells.